Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parashah Behar, on the Mount, week 32, 7th Aliyah. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Leviticus 26, verse 2. When will the seventh millennium start? The Eternal says that the seventh day, Shabbat, is His. The Sabbath is the day of the Lord. The 7 days of the week are a prophetic sign about the history of the world. The Talmud teaches in Sanhedrin 97a and 97b, based on Hosea 6:2 and Zechariah 14:9, Psalm 90 verse 4, and Psalm 92, that the world's history is divided in 2,000 years in desolation. 2,000 years with Torah, 2,000 years of the Messianic Age, and 1,000 years of remission, after which the world will be renewed. This gives us cause for thinking that the Messiah will come 2,000 years after His first appearance. When He came for the first time, the world had already been through 4 days of the week, that is, 4,000 years. Then, another 2 days, or 2,000 years, were still missing for the day of rest, until the Messianic Kingdom, the Millennium. There's a difference between the Messianic Age and the Messianic Kingdom. In Psalm 90, verse 4, and 2 Peter 3, 8, is written, "For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night." But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day. The first resurrection of the dead will happen after 2 days, that is, 2,000 years after the first coming of the Messiah, as it is written in Hosea 6:2. And it says, "After 2 days He will revive us. On the third day He will restore us, that we may live in His presence." When Yeshua started preaching around year 27 of the Common Era, Daniel chapter 9, verse 25 and 26, he said that the time had come. You can find this in Mark 1, verse 15, and Galatians 4, 4. I think he was talking about the 4,000 years from Adam and the beginning of the Messianic Age. That is the time that Daniel was referring to, that Yeshua, he started preaching about. The time had come. On November 24th of the year 29 of the Common Era, the year 3790, there was a total eclipse in Israel. And soon after that, on December 9th, the same year, there was a partial lunar eclipse in which half of the moon turned into blood. 2 days of 1,000 years. That is, 2,000 years we come to year 2029, 5790, which corresponds to the year of Jubilee according to the calculations we mentioned in Manna 32:1. According to Prophet Joel, chapter 2, verse 30 and 31, the sun will have to turn dark and the moon turn to blood before the day of the Eternal comes. With help of astronomical calculation programs, we can find future solar eclipses followed by lunar eclipses in which the moon turns red, all visible in Israel. The first one will happen on August 2nd of the year 2027. 5787 in the Hebrew calendar. This will be around 1 p.m. It will be a total eclipse that will be seen in Morocco, Spain, Algeria, Libya, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Somalia. It will be seen in part in Africa, Europe, Middle East, Western, and Southern Asia. And it will be virtually total or complete in Jerusalem. The sun will turn to darkness, and in that moment there will be 2,000 years since Yeshua started His public service. then there will be three consecutive lunar eclipses visible in Israel. The first one will be on July 6th of the year 2028, 5788 in the Hebrew calendar. It will be barely seen in Jerusalem. However, on the following year, which will be a sabbatical year, there will be two lunar eclipses in Israel around 7 p.m. on December 31st of the year 2028, 5789 in the Hebrew calendar, and there will be a total eclipse seen in Jerusalem in which the moon will turn completely blood red. On June 26th of the year 2029, 5789 in the Hebrew calendar, there will be an almost complete lunar eclipse. The moon will be almost turned to blood. The prophet said that the day of the eternal will come after this phenomenon. So fact to this also points to year 2029, the year 5790 in the Hebrew calendar. If this calculation is correct, it is possible that the year 2029 is the year 6001 after Adam, when the Messianic kingdom will be established on earth. According to the rabbinical year count, it would be on the year 5790. This is what gives us a difference of 211 years. This difference in years is due to the fact that the rabbis count 210 years of the sons and daughters of Israel in Egypt, while the Torah speaks of 430 years, Exodus 12, verse 40, which yields a difference of 220 years. 430 minus 210 equals 220. Besides, the calculation of the period of the Persian Empire is a bit uncertain. The Jewish year, 5790, will begin on September 10th of the year 2029. Will that be the moment of the Messiah's return? I certainly don't know. It's possible that he returns before that to make arrangements for the establishment of the kingdom on that date. The interesting part is that with the counting of the years of Jubilee and the last two millennia since the first coming of the Messiah, together with the signs of the sun and the moon, we have three witnesses that speak of the same. They all point to year 2029. It is also possible that these witnesses don't speak of the beginning of the seventh millennium. That's why I give each one of you the freedom to believe it or not, and the responsibility to keep researching on the truth of these facts. Shalom.